a given day, a husband, a father, he and his wife had four children, all of which were now driving. And he decided it was time to take a new stand. So he reprogrammed his phone. It simply went, "If you're calling for money, please dial 1. If it's a broken romance, please dial 2. If you feel down and bewildered, dial number 3. If your car needs repair or to be replaced, dial number 4. And if by any reason you were calling to talk to your mother and I, please look at the number you dialed and make sure it's correct." That is not the way Almighty God deals with us. That's not what we hear in today's gospel. Today's gospel is a beautiful insight into the human side of our Lord Jesus, his thoughtfulness, his care, his compassion. Can you imagine being ready in his position to prepare to speak to a crowd in the synagogue? And then Jairus, the official of the synagogue, comes to him and invites him to go to his daughter who is dying. Jesus does not hesitate. He begins to go immediately. And while he's on the way, the woman comes who wants to be healed. She touches his garment. He turns around and wants to know who touched him. And I'm sure the disciples saying, "Are you crazy, guy? Can you not see the crowd here?" But he wanted to meet her, not to chastise her for interfering. No, out of compassion and kindness, he wanted to meet her so he could simply say to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you." And as he begins the journey again, now he gets word that the daughter of Jairus has died. That doesn't stop him. He continues on. He goes into the room with the parents and some of the disciples. They're crying. They're bewildered, as we heard in today's gospel. And all Jesus does is that very human thing, at least up to a point. He goes over, he touches her hand, and he says, "Little girl, arise." And she arises. Can you imagine the joy, the chaos of that room now? Now the disciples, the parents are dancing around. They don't know whether to laugh or cry or do both. But Jesus, the human side of him, observes something. He says, "Give her something to eat." A very human thing. Give her a drink. Give her something to eat. What we see here is that Jesus, according to Mark at least, and Mark is known in his gospel for bringing out a human side to the life of our Lord Jesus. It's a very human thing he has done. And what's the message for you and I? The message for you and I is the God we worship, particularly our Lord Jesus, is kind and compassionate, gentle and thoughtful, as we heard in the second reading. He is the one who comes to us in the darkness of the night. Isn't it interesting that no one knows the name of the lady who was healed by touching his cloak? Jesus doesn't ask for it. Nobody knows. Have you ever felt like some of us have? That you have one of those days when you feel all alone, everything is tumbling in, and the news coming over the phone makes it worse. It's on days like that that we need to remember that Jesus didn't walk away because he didn't get the name of the lady. He ministered to her. And I think it's against that backdrop of that kindness and the human side of our Lord that we celebrate the feast day of this parish, Junipero Serra, better known here as Father Padre Serra. His life is very interesting. Born in 1713, I believe he died at the age of 71. He spent the first number of years of his life in a monastery, first studying theology, then later becomes a professor. He becomes a professor, and then years later, he not only gives up that profession, he gives up his homeland, and he travels. He comes to to Mexico originally. When he arrived in Mexico, as you probably know very well, he and his companion had to walk 250 miles. It was on that journey that he was bit by an insect. that left him lame for the rest of his life. At times, that very illness, if you want to call it that, almost caused his death. But that didn't stop Padre Cera from doing what he came to do. Like the Lord Jesus, he came to look after people. He was inspired by St. Francis. He wanted to do exactly the same thing, bring the message of God's kindness and compassion and forgiveness and his thoughtfulness to people who had not heard of the Lord Jesus. He went on, if I'm correct, he was the one supervising 9 of the California missions. He himself was driven by the inspiration of the Lord that he worshipped. He didn't ignore anyone. It is said that part of his success was due to his prayer life, that for many years he spent the hours from midnight till dawn praying, and then went out and did whatever he had to do, looking after the poor, the lonely, the uneducated. And he went on eventually to be beatified in 1988, I believe, and was canonized in 2015. As far as I know, he's the only saint who was canonized actually here in the United States by Pope Francis when he visited New York, Washington, D.C. This is what we're celebrating today. Our hearts are invited by this celebration to pause and just quietly give thanks to Almighty God for the good things that we enjoy, for the legacy that we inherit from Padre Cera, for the mission that he accomplished, and the mission that, because he was so successful, he leaves to others down through the years, now to us, to continue to carry on his work. Padre Cera, as you know, his motto was, always forward, never back. Some say that he was driven by that itself. When things were bad, at least one author claims that he borrowed an expression from someone else saying, when times were down, this is just God writing straight with crooked lines. Can we take that with us today? That when we hit those moments where we're down, we're not alone. Our Lord is there for us, and surely Padre Cera is there too, praying along with us and praying for us. We have much to be grateful for. And you, the parishioners, are to be congratulated. It's a beautiful parish. Look at the number of people here in church this morning. It says a lot about you. You have the faith, and now, like the rest of us, try to find a way to inspire others.